There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, listeners. How are you doing today? Hope you're doing all right. I hope you're having a lovely weekend. If you're listening to this during the weekend, if it's not the weekend, I hope you're having a lovely non-weekend. Anyway, whatever it is that you're doing, whoever you are, I hope you're having a nice time. This is an announcement. I'm going to announce something. I just want to let you know that on Wednesday, the 10th of June, 2020, I'm going to do a YouTube live stream, which means that I'll be on video on YouTube talking to you live, and you can join me and add comments and questions. So that's Wednesday, the 10th of June, 2020, of course, at 3 p.m. Central European time. That's Paris time. The topic will be Ask Me Anything. And I mean anything at all. Not just questions about English, but questions about anything else. Topics you'd like me to ramble about, situations you'd like me to improvise, impressions, songs, voices, accents, anything at all. The weirder and the funnier, the better. But also, you can ask me questions about English, of course. You can ask me anything. Although I do reserve the right not to answer if I wish. The main point is just to hang out and have some fun in English on YouTube. A lot of people have been doing live streams, YouTube live streams, during the lockdown. Celebrities, musicians, English teachers. Paul Taylor. Paul did a live stream almost every day during the lockdown, and he's still doing them. They're called Paul Taylor's Happy Hour. You can see them on YouTube, on his YouTube channel. I've been on it twice. Once on my own, talking about the present perfect, which was fascinating. And once with Amber, doing the Lion Game, actually. Anyway, that's Paul Taylor's Happy Hour. He's been doing them like almost every day. But I haven't been able to do live streams because, well, I've been looking after my daughter. She's been around all the time. And just the conditions haven't been right. I've been able to do some audio episodes, of course, you've been listening to them, but that's a bit different to doing a live stream because the conditions are different, aren't they? But now in Paris, the lockdown is pretty much over, it seems. It's not completely over. There are still rules in place about social distancing, wearing masks and things like that. But to a large extent, the lockdown seems to be over. And importantly for us here at home, the creche is open.
What's the creche?
The creche is the daycare centre, the childcare centre. It's open again. Shops are open, bars, restaurants and cafes are now open with some restrictions in place.
But is it safe?
Oh, that's another question. We will see. But anyway, but basically the point is my daughter is now back in the daycare centre during the day being looked after. So my wife and I are able to work. And that means basically I've got a bit more breathing space to get things done. And I have a bit more space to be able to do things like YouTube live streams. So I'm able to do a live stream on YouTube. That's one of the reasons I'm doing it. I don't normally do live streams. I find that they're different to doing normal episodes of the podcast. I find on a live stream, on a YouTube live stream, you basically just... You should just respond to the comments and questions which come in via the chat. Seems to be the way that the format tends to work, that you've got to end up sort of replying to what people are saying in the chat, which makes it harder to do the other types of podcast episode I like to do. So it's a bit weird to do anything else other than just kind of respond to the questions that are coming in on the chat. And to be honest, I usually prefer just making my audio podcast episodes the way I plan them and the way I always do them. That's one of the reasons I haven't been doing live streams. The other one is that, you know, it's just been hard to do it during the lockdown. But I've been thinking about doing live streams. I've been observing other people doing them and thinking, I should do that. And then I kind of go, no, I don't think I will. But then on Wednesday, just the Wednesday that just passed, last Wednesday, I randomly decided to start live streaming in the afternoon. And that's when previously I'd thought, well, if I do a live stream, I've got to plan it very carefully. I've got to be very sort of, I've got to plan and do it right. And then on Wednesday, I was like, just out of nowhere, I'll just go live on YouTube right now with no planning at all. Let me tell you what happened, as if it's a really fascinating story. Anyway, what happened was, earlier on Wednesday, I was taking a break from my work. I was working on some premium stuff. You might have noticed. Have you noticed, premium subscribers? Premium Series 23 was uploaded this week. Yep. Anyway, check the app if you didn't realize it was there. It is there. Premium 23, parts 1, 2, and 3, now available on a premium subscription near you. So anyway, on Wednesday, I was taking a break from my work, and I decided to record myself playing something on guitar for my uncle. So my uncle's learning the guitar, and sometimes we send each other videos of us playing different songs. And I use YouTube to do that. What I do is I'll just do a live stream on YouTube, but I'll make it private. And then that way YouTube just captures me playing the guitar on video. It's just a really simple way of just like getting a video online, but it's private. And then I send the link to my uncle and he can just check it out. It's just a very quick way of me sharing myself doing something. So I'll just video myself playing the guitar on YouTube and then send it privately to my uncle, and then he can sort of, you know, we can share videos of us playing the guitar like that. So I was doing that. And I started doing this, what I thought was a private live stream of me just playing something on the guitar for my uncle. And so while I was recording the song, I noticed there was like someone, in fact, two other people who had somehow got into my unlisted live stream. Two Lepsters had somehow kind of hacked their way in. I don't even know if they did it. It was, I don't know, maybe I pressed something, did one of the settings wrong or accidentally shared the link. I don't know what it was. But anyway, two random Lepsters, two ninjas sneaked in to my, what I thought was my unlisted live stream. And one of them started commenting in the comment section. I was like, wait a minute, who are you? This was supposed to be a private recording. I've got ninjas like crawling, like jumping in the windows of my live stream. Anyway, so I thought to myself, hello, oh, well, this isn't private. So I kind of quickly decided to stop the live stream because I hadn't planned to do it. And just before I stopped it, the Lepster in the comments section, who I think is called Inigo, quickly wrote, please, no, don't leave. Just as I finished the call or finished the live stream, please don't leave. And then I thought to myself, well, actually, that was quite fun, really. And maybe I don't even need to worry about like planning everything perfectly. Maybe that's the whole point of YouTube live streams, that they're supposed to be sort of unplanned. And, you know, you're supposed to just sort of respond in the moment to the comments and things like that. It's just supposed to be just a relaxing hangout. It's not the same as doing a podcast. So I immediately then decided to just start streaming again. And I set things up again. And I thought, okay, I'll just start a random live stream now. And I'll see who joins me. I'll see how many people I get. No expectations, nothing planned at all. I'll just play the guitar and just hang out with some Lepsters. It'll just be a little surprise. So I started doing it, ended up live streaming for about 30 minutes, and I think I got about 100 people. It might have been more, might have been less, I'm not sure. About 100 people who noticed and joined in. Now, you can see the video, it's on my YouTube channel, and I'm going to upload it into the Luke's English Podcast app as well, the video. And I'll play the audio after this announcement thing that I'm recording for you now. You'll hear the audio of the video I did. But it's had more than 2,000 views now. So I expect that some of you have already seen it. So in the video, I played some songs. I answered a few questions. Some people said to me, Luke, this isn't fair. You should have warned us. So at the end of Wednesday's unplanned live stream, I promised that I would do another one soon and that I'd give plenty of warning. So here is that warning. I hope this is plenty of warning. This is only about 3 or 4 days worth of warning. So have you got it, listeners? Wednesday, the 10th of June at 3 p.m. Central European time. You'll find the live stream on my YouTube channel, of course. The channel is called, guess what, Luke's English Podcast. So go to Luke's English Podcast on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, tap the bell icon to get the notification when I'm live streaming. Don't forget to like and subscribe, okay, guys? Smash that bell icon. That's probably how you do it. And then you can ask me anything at all while I'm doing it. Obviously, as I've said, you can ask me anything. Doesn't mean I'm going to answer them all. But anyway, let's hang out and just mess around. I might play some songs on the guitar, if you can bear it. I might listen. I might talk about learning English. I might sort of talk about motivation for learning English. It's one of the things I've been thinking about. I will respond to questions and we'll see what else happens. It'll probably be about an hour long. When it's done, you'll be able to see the video on my YouTube channel, and I'll put it in the Luke's English Podcast app as well. So if you can't actually make it for the live stream, if the time is not suitable for you, then you will be able to see it later. I might upload the audio as a podcast episode as well. Okay, so there you go. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the audio from last Wednesday's unplanned live stream. I'm just going to play the audio to you now. About 30 minutes worth. This is not really a proper podcast episode because it's just the audio from last Wednesday's unplanned live stream. Right, not a normal podcast. So you'll hear pauses. I'll be talking about some visual things that you can't see. I'll be responding to comments that you can't see. And the audio won't be quite as good as normal, but you might enjoy listening to it. I play some guitar, three songs. The sound quality isn't fantastic because of the way that YouTube compresses the sound or the way that the sound of the guitar isn't captured that well during the live stream. But there are three songs which I haven't done on the podcast before. You might enjoy them. Anyway, you can listen to the audio now of last Wednesday's unplanned YouTube live stream. And I'll probably upload the video into the Luke's English Podcast app as well so that you can see that if you like and you can see how scruffy my hair is since I haven't had it cut since the lockdown began. Scruffy seemed to be the word of the live stream. S-C-R-U-F-F-Y, scruffy. You'll work it out as you listen. That's it. Hopefully then I will see you, or you will see me, on Wednesday the 10th of June at 3 p.m. Central European time. 2020 is the year, okay? Because some of you will be listening to this in like 2024 or something like that. You'll be like, what? A live stream? But Luke is dead. hopefully that won't be true. Who knows about the future? No, I won't be. Don't worry. I promise. Oh, this is weird. Took a weird tangent. Anyway, Wednesday the 10th of June, 3 p.m. Central European time. On YouTube, the tube of you. It is a tube of you. You, the YouTube, that's where it'll be. More podcasts coming soon, ladies and gents, including one before the live stream, I expect. I'll probably upload one more at the beginning of next week, and I'll let you discover that one when it drops. So until then, it's just time to say goodbye. Bye. 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 And here now is the audio from last Wednesday's unplanned live stream. And this is it. Hello, hello, hello. I am live, completely unprepared and unplanned. Is anybody there? Hello, hello. Tell me if you can see me, if you can hear me. I've decided to just go live just to say hello to my audience. Are you in the comments section? Is anybody there?
I'll explain myself in just a moment. Hello, Carlos. Nice to have you with me. I wonder where you are. Where are you, Carlos? Joss is there. Hello. Various other people. Hello, Carolina. Hello. Nice to have you there. So I just decided to do a live stream. How is everything over there? Everything is fine. Thank you, Carlos. Hello. So you probably know me from my podcast, Luke's English Podcast. I don't do these live streams very often. You can see me and you can hear me. Thank you, Alejandra. You need to go to the barber, said Hugo. Yeah, I do. Look how scruffy I am. I look so scruffy, right? I'm unshaven. I've got a beard. I've got scruffy hair. So I've been meaning to go and get a haircut. Let me explain my appearance. You're probably thinking, he looks like such a scruffy person today. I've been meaning to go and get my haircut. The light's not very good, is it? There we go. I've already started rambling. I'll start rambling already. The light is not very good. Can't get that right here, but it doesn't matter. Maybe I'll turn that one. Okay, so I've been meaning to get a haircut, but scruffy, yeah, look, Alejandra, this is the word scruffy. If someone looks scruffy, it means that, you know, they're not very neat and tidy. So you can see I'm looking a bit scruffy because my hair's a bit long and it's a little bit messy. So you would describe this as scruffy. Good map, says Galip. Thank you very much. Anyway, so what was I talking about? Yeah, so I've been meaning to get my haircut, but because of the lockdown, because all of the, there's the English phone. There's a telephone box there, if that's what you're talking about. It's a police box, that one, like from Doctor Who. So I was trying to say something. So what I was saying was that during the lockdown, all the hairdressers, barber shops and everything have been closed. And so it's been impossible to get a haircut. So that's one thing. This is my lockdown haircut. Second reason I look scruffy is because, so now that the lockdown is mostly lifted now in Paris where I live, that's right, I do live in Paris. People think I live in London, but I actually live in Paris. The lockdown is basically kind of done, but you can go out and stuff. Shops are open, bars and restaurants have opened this week. Barber shops and hairdressers have opened too, but they're so busy because everyone is suddenly like, I've got to get my hair cut. So the only appointment I could get at the barber's was for like next week. Is it next week? Friday next week? So it's going to be a while for me to before I get my hair cut. Hello, play with the guitar. Play with the other guitar, man. You mean this one? This here? Who said that? Now Siri's getting involved. Siri, I'm not talking to you. What's going on here? So let's see. Why did I decide to suddenly start live streaming on YouTube? I actually genuinely had no plan to do this today at all. I don't normally live stream. You may have noticed. I did it like once, maybe last year around this time. And I've always thought, oh, I should probably do more live streams, but I want to do it properly. I want to prepare myself. I want to do it all in the organized way. And now, literally today, I was just playing the guitar and recording myself play a song for my uncle. And I use YouTube to record myself. It's just a really quick way of recording yourself and making a video, which you can send to someone. So I was making an unlisted video on YouTube. And then I noticed like a couple of people arrived in the comments section. I was like, hello, what's going on? And it turns out it wasn't a private video at all. I'd somehow accidentally made it public. And then I quickly stopped it. But just before I stopped, the person in the comments section was like, please don't leave. And then I thought, why don't I just randomly just do a live stream? It can be fun. Can you teach the guitar, said someone. I'm shocked by this unexpected live stream. So am I. I'm sort of slightly surprised by it too. I didn't plan to do this. Very nice to talk to you, everybody. People are asking me to do things. I might do some things like that and actually maybe teach you something. How many people are with us, actually? 71 people. Not bad. You look like Boris Johnson in appearance. Ah, really? Boris Johnson? Bah! Not sure how I feel about that. Sean Connery accent, please. Sean Connery accent. If you want to speak like Sean Connery, you have to speak like this. I've smelt that cologne twice before, and both times I've smelt a rat. Nice to see you. I love how natural this episode is, said Errol. That's good. Surprised to see you right here, right now. Have you ever been to Bali, Luke? No, I've never been to Bali. Is that where you're from? I have been to Indonesia, but I haven't been to Bali. Metallica, someone says. Hey, man, from Tokyo. Hello, Tokyo. Hello, Shin. So the guitar, play Beatles. Okay, I'll sing something. But this is an electric guitar. And it's an electric bass. So it's not plugged in. So you can't actually hear this. I mean, you can, even though it's not plugged in, you'll be able to hear a little bit. Right, that's a bass, isn't it? So that's not plugged in, and it's, you expect me to be able to go, you know, and do some amazing Guitar Hero stuff on it, but you can't do that on a bass, really, because it's just the bass notes, and it's not plugged in, so I can't play the kind of Metallica heavy metal stuff that you perhaps expect me to be able to play with that. Also, I tend to play more kind of funk type stuff myself. Rock and roll, baby, someone said. Hoko. I've got various guitars. I bought that for myself recently as a gift for myself. You sound like a broken bell. You're welcome, Giuseppe. Don't know what that means. A good tip to keep me awake at midnight. Play something of the Ruttles. I would be glad to play the Ruttles. I'm gonna sing now. So this is an unplanned live stream, okay? I don't really have anything specific planned. I should have done something more specific, right? I should have thought, I'm going to teach you 20 phrases for blah, blah, blah. These are the phrases that the English teachers don't teach you. You know, that kind of stuff. Hotel California. I'm not sure I'm capable of that. I should probably play something that you know, right? Rather than playing some obscure thing that nobody knows. I've got to play some sort of crowd pleaser. I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to try to do Beatles. I'm going to try to do... While My Guitar Gently Weeps, George Harrison. So I'm now looking at the chords and the lyrics for the song. So I'm not looking at the comments section. So I've got no idea what you're saying about me while I record this. Let's see if I can do it. So I need to make sure that you can actually see the guitar. You might be able to see my knees as well. I do apologize. Right, that's it, isn't it? I hope you can hear this as well. Joss has said, hey, Luke, have you heard about the controversial video lesson of Lucy, English with Lucy? I did hear about that. I saw Christian's video from Kangaroo English. It's very interesting. I don't really want to get involved in all of that. I saw Lucy's response to it as well, and she seemed very, very sincerely regretful. Like, she didn't mean to, you know, I don't know what. She didn't mean to make anyone feel bad. Most of you don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Okay. You know the one. George Harrison. Okay. Oh, that's far too deep. This is where I have to cheat and use this. Because I can't sing the song like that. I can't sing it like that, can I? Oh, that's better. Okay. What are you thinking? What are you saying? I've got no idea. All right. Okay. You all see the love there that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake, we must surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps. Diverted, you were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping while my guitar gently weeps. I look at you all. Still my guitar gently weeps. Your guitar. Someone's written your guitar and then they're crying. And what is that? I don't know what that means. Does that mean you like it or you don't like it? I have no idea. Yeah, people are talking about the Lucy English with Lucy controversy. Basically, the issue there, am I going to get involved in this? The issue there is about accents and about, she said, you know, if you want to sound intelligent, you need to say these words like this. And the suggestion is that that's a sort of narrow view of accents, and that if you speak outside of that specific accent, that you're not intelligent, which is a value statement, which, I mean, I don't think that's what Lucy intended to say, but it's just more of a more indicative of people's attitude towards accents. And there's actually a lot more diversity in accents and stuff. I'd have to spend ages planning the whole thing in advance if I wanted to talk about that. I'm not getting involved in it. I think Christian is great. I think Kangaroo English is an amazing channel. I think Lucy is obviously incredible too. Like her videos are so successful. Don't need to get involved in that. You need a haircut. Yes, I do. And you obviously weren't here at the beginning of this live stream when I talked about it. Now, what I wanted to do with this was just relax and have a bit of fun in this crazy, crazy period of time that we're living in. Although things are slightly less crazy now than they were during the lockdown. Hello, Partha Pratim. I don't know how to say your name, from India. Hope I don't get in some big controversy now. The Luke's English podcast can't pronounce people's names controversy. What was the word about your hair? Well, it was just that I haven't had a chance to get it cut because the hairdresser has been locked down, has been closed. And now that it's open again, literally the entire city has descended on all the hairdressers to get haircuts. And I can't get an appointment at my local hairdresser until late next week sometime. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. Not one that I've ever played before. I'm afraid my range of songs is a little bit limited. What's the flavour in the comment section? How long have you been playing the guitar? Well, I've been playing it for about 25 minutes now, about 15 minutes. Terrible joke. I've been playing the guitar on and off since probably I was about 18, I think. But I'm still not very good. I can't do all the lead guitar fingering and stuff like that. Is this a live stream? Says someone. Yes, this is a live stream. This is actually happening. Thank you for the unexpected birthday gift. I love the song. What is it? It was While My Guitar Gently Weeps by George Harrison of the Beatles. It's okay. I don't mind that you already that I already talked about my hair and you didn't realize. It's okay. Do you make live streams regularly? No, I don't. Hardly ever do live streams. Let's see. I sent an email asking about British pronunciation. Is the premium content useful for that, or what do you think about it? Sorry if I didn't reply to your email. So, yes, of course, Luke's English Podcast Premium contains pronunciation drills. The aim is to help you develop your pronunciation. Okay. So, yes, certainly, if you want to learn to speak like me, then you could listen to my premium content. Anything by Neil Young. Okay, let's see what I can do. So the reason I'm doing this live stream is to sing and relax. And I've got to go and pick up my daughter from the daycare center soon. So I've got time for maybe two songs or so. Oh, can I do this? So I'm going to try and do Old Man by Neil Young, which has got a complicated intro. How do I do the intro on this? Fifth fret, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the sixth fret. No. I wish I knew how to do that. Never mind. That's it. To be able to see the guitar. You don't want to see my face, do you, when I'm doing this? June. I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Live lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. Ah, one look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. I move the lyrics up.
Lullabies, look in your eyes, run around the same old town. Doesn't mean that much to me, to mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life, I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. Ah, one look in my eyes and you can tell that's true.
Someone saying my plans went out the window when I saw the live stream of Luke. Yeah, my plans went out the window as well. I didn't plan to do this today, but there you go. Any messages from Amber? I saw Amber at the weekend. She's doing fine. She would say hello to you if she knew that this was happening. I'm sure. I'm going to do one more song and then I'm going to go and get my daughter from daycare. Luke for president. Oh, God. Trust me, folks, that would be a terrible, terrible idea. You don't want me as your president. I don't want to be your president. Unless it's the president of some new country that we'd all establish ourselves called Lepland. And we could just play music and grow crops and stuff. I don't know. Greetings from Spain. Can you get some music from Spain? Oh, I don't know. I'm not good enough. How old is she now? Who? Amber? You mean my daughter? She's 2.5 years old. What about calling Amber to join this? I haven't warned her. That wouldn't be fair. She's got a little baby to look after. ¿Dónde están los sombreros? Says Pavel in the comment section. Where are the hats? I still don't know where the hats are. Okay, I've got to do one more song. Penny Lane. Not done that one before. I love it, but I feel like I feel unprepared. How about this? This is The Man Who Sold the World, David Bowie, also done by Nirvana. Okay, I'll try that. I'm going to do David Bowie, The Man Who Sold the World, Michael Jackson song, says Hoko. Not going to happen, I'm afraid. Anyway, I'm going to do The Man Who Sold the World, David Bowie, David Bowie, and then I'm going to say bye-bye and see you soon. Okay, everyone? I would like to listen to you, says Carlos, again and again, but there is homework to do. That's a pity. I hope you do more live streams like this. See you, Luke. Have a good day, everybody. Greetings from Peru. Bye-bye, Carlos. Good luck with the homework. Okay, so let me do one more song, and then that'll be it. Okay? Do you know this one? Do I know this one? Hold on, let me move the camera. I'm very professional. You can see my legs. Look at that. What a thrill. What a thrill for everyone to be able to see. Look at that little bit of flesh. Okay. Where are the chords? Oh, what have I done with them? Here we go. I'm not prepared to do this song at all. I haven't played this one for ages.
We passed upon the stairs. We spoke of was and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you'd died alone a long, long time ago. Oh no, not me. I knew.
That's it, isn't it?
Never lost control. Your face to face with the man who lost.
No, the man who sold the world.
I laughed and shook his hand and made my way back home. I searched for farm and land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed at Gazely stare at all the millions there. Must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. I never lost control. Your face to face with the man who sold the world.
Sort of messed that one up a little bit. I was kidding about the Spanish song, said Pavel.
Donde están los sombreros? Donde están los sombreros? Donde?
Sunny afternoon, someone's requesting. It is a sunny afternoon, actually. That's it, everyone. Andre said, Luke, you are a great gay or guy. Sorry, I always confuse these words. Guy is the word, obviously. Guy, can you hear the difference? Guy, gay, guy. Yeah, guy, that's the one. Okay, Pavel. Enjoy the rest of your lovely day today. Bedtime for me, says Shin. Good night, Shin. Have a lovely night. Please, can you stop the guitar and start the Q&A? I'm afraid not, because this isn't a Q&A. This is actually, this is just an unplanned live stream, and I think it's time for me to stop this. Next time I do this, I'll probably do it properly and it'll be a proper Q&A. I promise, okay? I promise. I'll do a proper Q&A on the podcast, on YouTube, very soon. I'll let you know about it, okay? I'll give you fair warning, all right? And we'll do it properly this next time. But that's it. Very nice to speak to you. Have a lovely rest of the day or morning or night or evening, and I will speak to you again soon. But for now, goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
So there you go. There you go. That was the audio to last Wednesday's unplanned live stream and the proper Q&A that I mentioned there. The date and time for that, you remember, of course, is going to be Wednesday, the 10th of June. The year... 2020, the decade, the 2020s, 2020 specifically, Wednesday the 10th of June, 3 p.m. Central European Time on YouTube, and join me for nonsense, unplanned nonsense, and learning of English live, okay? Until then, well, there'll be another podcast between now and then, but anyway, I'll speak to you soon, Okay. All right then. Bye, 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 bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.